got two more questions for you, and then we're going to end on the song In the Summer, Dan. So tell us about the best lyric that you've sat down and you've gone, that lyric, I'm brilliant, that's great. What one is it on your own song?
Thing is, I'm super critical of, you know, of my own work, and but there's this new song that I've written, and because it's new, I'm not sure if I should share it or not. So maybe I won't share it. But that lyric is just something that I felt, this hit home. But maybe it just changes in time, and then I'll look at that lyric and go, maybe it wasn't that good. I think that's usually what happens. Mm. So I'll pick a lyric, and it's probably not my top favorite, but if I had to pick something, it's really tricky, to be honest. But maybe just the song that I released before the summer song, which goes, I don't know, it's not so much, I was almost like I'm trying to justify it before I come out with it, but I will. It's not so much that it goes really deep into emotions or something, but it's just setting the scene, and it's just the line goes, so dark and quiet in these rooms, the silence speaking volumes. I almost have to sing it to remember it. So dark and quiet in these rooms, the silence speaking volumes. They're sending shivers down my spine. The drafting creaks here tonight. And then it goes on. But it's just something that a lot of people have latched onto. And I don't know. I don't really have one lyric that is. I need to write it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the word. That's good enough. I think that was good enough, don't you, Vanessa?
That was good
enough. Yeah, it's good enough. What song do you wish you'd written? What is one of your all-time top favourite tunes?
Mm-hmm. So many. There's so many, but if I had to pick one, and it's because my dad introduced me to the Beatles, so it would be one written by Paul McCartney, and Yesterday. Yeah, that's that one doesn't go wrong.
No.
I think that one's going to be remembered for a long time.
Yeah, it's a good track, isn't it?
Amazing.
A bit of a talented dude, isn't he, Paul McCartney?
Crazy.
But I think that's the thing with songs. If you can play them on a guitar, it doesn't matter how much production you have in the studio, as you've just proved coming in and playing with vocals and guitar. So if a song's a good song, it'll sound good with vocal and guitar, regardless of whether you've got drums or anything else. And
yeah, I'm very much into that myself. I know people are into production. I completely respect that as well. But I think something that lasts is a song, because production styles vary and then they go out of trend sometimes. So I think, I don't know.
Well,
I'm into songs.
You have a fantastic voice. I really hope that it all... Well, I mean, you're doing loads and loads of touring all over the place. I hope the tour works out with the secret person we can't talk about later on in the year. And all the tours go really well. It's lovely to meet you. Fantastic live in the studio. If you do want to find out more about Dan, just go and have a look at his website, which is allthews.danolsonmusic.com.
That's right. Thank you so much, Michelle.
And you will find your Instagram, your SoundCloud, Twitter...
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah. You just, line them all up there. There's so many things you can go to with social media and music players.
Yeah.
I should probably just plug, my manager told me to plug this, my new single is out called In the Summer.
Yeah.
And there's a music video out as well.
Oh, have you filmed, you've already done that, you filmed it now?
Yeah, it's out. Just decided to go with the song and the music video on the same day.
Mm.
Just get that impact, and it's summer, so it's nothing to wait for. When I wrote it, this is one of the songs that took me longest to write, because it was first a love song, but I was like, I've got so many love songs, and with the melodies it was a bit too cheesy, so I decided to just make it about friendship, and it's meeting a friend after a long time that you haven't seen for a long time, and just reflecting on the memories that you have. And this was the campfire for me specifically. It was a campfire that we did in Australia.
I don't get to do those things, do you, Vanessa?
No,
you're not allowed to have a campfire in London.
No, probably the council will be after you if you lit a fire here.
But that was a problem when we filmed this music video. We couldn't find a place, so we had to have a private garden. Mm. We couldn't find one place that was allowing us to.
Somebody called the police. You start doing a video, somebody will call the police, because there's lots of people who are party poopers. That's what we call them over here. thanks very much, Dan. Don't forget, you can get this brand new single from Dan's website. It's all the W's, danolsonmusic.com. This is Dan Olson with In the Summer. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thought we'd meet again. Do you remember way back when we used to hang around the den? Those days of summer glory, today's a different story. How's life and where you've been? Used to play the mandolin.